From the University of Alaska at College, this is Your University with your hostess, Sue Rohde.
For 12 years, the University of Alaska hockey team has had problems. They've had to play on a makeshift outdoor rink, often in minus 30 degree weather. With no funds for travel, they were only able to schedule a few games a year. Through all this, however, the enthusiasm of the players kept the sport going. This year, things have changed. The team practices on a regular schedule in the university's new air-supported plastic dome. Snow no longer has to be shoveled off the rink, and extreme cold temperatures are no longer a problem in the heated dome. This year, too, hockey became a varsity sport. Now the team has funds for travel and a full-time hockey coach. Our guest today is the university's new hockey coach, Fred Stevenson. Last year, while completing his master's degree in physical education, he coached the hockey program at Colorado State University. Fred is a Canadian citizen who was a varsity member of the University of Manitoba's hockey team for 3 years. Fred, how do you go about recruiting students for this program?
Well, up until this year, there has been no recruiting done by the university. This year, I've sent letters to hockey coaches at high schools in the United States, mostly in Massachusetts and Maine and Minnesota, and also to coaches in Canada. I will also be going down to Whitehorse to scout young players coming out of high school. Also, I'll be going to the high school hockey finals in Anchorage.
For years, basketball has been the big sport on the University of Alaska campus, and other sports like swimming and skiing have sort of stayed in the background. Do you think the hockey program, with a new dome, with plenty of room for spectators, this sort of thing, will expand the program and make it a really big varsity sport?
Yes, let's take AMU for example. They're a very small school. 3 years ago, they didn't have any hockey team. Now, they're one of the major teams, or one of the best teams in the state, drawing crowds of over 2,000 people. And with this ideal climate, quite similar to the climate in Canada, and the fact that we don't have any football for the youngsters, they'll need a contact sport, and I think hockey is a sport to replace football in Alaska. AMU has also two advantages over the University of Alaska. They have financial aid for all 16 of their players, and also they play in a regular league, playing a schedule of 40 to 50 games.
What are the major obstacles that stand in the way of the University of Alaska hockey team expanding?
First of all, the major one will be our financial problem. We need money in order to travel, to play more games, to have better competition, money to recruit players for scholarships. With this money, we'll be able to get in a permanent league, play at least 30 games, and so that we can bring good hockey players here to the University of Alaska. If we can overcome these financial problems, hockey will become a major sport at the University of Alaska.
Our guest today has been Fred Stevenson, hockey coach for the University of Alaska's new varsity hockey team. This has been your host, Sue Rohde.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the Department of News Service in cooperation with radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by the station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.